The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday to you wherever you are. I'm Paul Jamison, your host of the show, owner of the Jamison family of companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. We're here today to talk about real estate, having to do with your home, your investment property, your vacation home. You never know where we're going to go in these topics today. And I've got today featured in the show, starting in the next segment, Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. Preston will be with us for the show today. And man, he has got a new service that I am extremely excited about you all learning about today. So you definitely want to hang around for Preston and hear about what his company is doing. It's a tremendous service, and we're excited about it and going to use it for our clients. Also, coming up, as always, Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage and the Mortgage Update. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, very good. Thanks.
Good. Well, let me just do as I always do. Here's a couple of things, some stats or some things that I came across this week that I thought you might want to know about. The statistics are going to kind of blow your mind. But let's just start with this. NAR, the National Association of Realtors, says there is a shortage in the United States of between 5.5 and 6.8 million homes. 5.5 to 6.8 million homes short to meet demand in our country right now. That's crazy. I think I got a job for a while. If we could just build them, right? Preston's safe. Sandy, you're definitely safe. Somebody's got to finance all these daggum things.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. The market trends do say they expect things to slow down, but prices not to go down. That is a very important thing to listen and hear. Let me say it one more time. They expect things to slow down, but prices not to go down. So maybe some of the crazy will slow down. I, on the other hand, see that with 120 plus people a day, I probably need to get CRVA to give me the updated numbers, as the Visitors Authority. But let's call it somewhere around there, that there's going to be a continuous fill of potential home buyers or renters, we'll talk about that later, coming into the market. So that's pretty important. Here's something. A credit card provider says it's partnering with landlords to help provide, quotes, every young person, they shouldn't discriminate, by the way, a path to home ownership, end quote, by allowing them to pay their monthly rent with a credit card and apply the points they earn to making a down payment on a home. Okay, so the first is a little bit of an age discrimination violation, so let's fix this for them. Every person a path to home ownership. So, I guess can you say person anymore? What if somebody identifies with an alien?
Or an animal.
Or an animal, yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stick with person, at least for today. Anyway. Okay. So that's an interesting idea. Hey, if they're willing to give you points to buy a house, why not? And my goodness, if they do pay their rent with the management side of things with a credit card, I mean, we're going to charge them a fee of 2.5% to 3%. Why not do that? So, anyway, Preston, what are you doing? It's so funny. You can't see this, obviously, out there, but Preston Sandlin is doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the background. That's why you should go to the Jamison Realty YouTube channel, and you can actually see what we look like and all the gestures we make if you want to see that. It's posted up there. All right, so anyway, there's another statistic that's interesting. More than 50% of tenants plan a post-pandemic move. So what's going to happen is 50% of the people that are renting right now are going to leave or move. Doesn't mean they might rent another place, a bigger place. That was one of the things. They cited that, not surprising, many renters cited cost of owning a home as their biggest incentive to continuing to rent because it's just too expensive right now. The costs of homes, 39% of renters said they couldn't afford the down payment on a home, while 33% said that homeownership was just too expensive. So my guess is they might just find a bigger place to rent or someplace closer to where they want to be. Out of those renters who have moved in the last year, most were motivated to do so because the cost of space-related reasons, cost of rent, was the top reason for renters to move in the last year, with 27% of renters citing this reason as their motivation. After that, 24% of renters said they moved because they required more space. All right? So, nationally, now the statistic varies a little bit, but on average, nationally, rents are up 3.8% from last year. But let's talk about our market. Let's talk about Charlotte and the surrounding areas, Gaston County, so on and so forth. Rents in our market in the last year are up 7.6%, with an average rent of $1,489 a month. Woo! Gonna get me some rent. Who does that remind you of? Anyway, okay. Marty Ivey, thanks for that little thing. All right, so we have some really, really interesting statistics that Preston and I are going to share around other things in our region. But, Sandy, we got to give you time to give us the mortgage update.
Yeah, so I was listening to you, and I'm like that company that wants everyone to have a pathway to homeownership. Didn't we try that in 06 and 07?
Yes, look what it did in 08 and 09. It was just the wrong pathway. We need a new pathway, paved by credit cards, of course.
So mortgage rates are staying steady, everybody. Contracts in May were up 8%. That should give people some hope that they can get some contracts because it is tough out there because inventory is so low. It's tough, but hang in there. Don't give up. We've got people that have tried several houses, and then they get one. And yep. It's usually the best house out of the bunch. So don't get discouraged with that. We're still thinking that there's going to be inflation fears out there and that eventually rates will be rising. But we did get a big surge probably because it's spring and kids are out of school and people want to buy before they're back in school. Not so much because of the pretty flowers. But we do expect it to slow a little in the middle of summer like it always typically does because people go on vacation and put things on hold a little bit. So rates are good. Run out and grab a house,
yeah.
and let's get these mortgages rolling.
Vacation. What is that? Is that a French word or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Word. I've heard about it.
Yeah. So, Sandy, if somebody wants to apply for a mortgage or talk to you, what is the best way to do that at Cross Country Mortgage?
To call my mobile at 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. We really appreciate, Sandy, all you do for us and for our clients. And I'm telling you, they're competitive, they're local, and they do a great job. Really white glove service. So thank you for that. Well, we've got more to come. Sandy Dickinson will be with us again next week, but also Preston Sandlin, Home Inspection Carolina, the show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-993-WBT. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here, your host with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment. Sorry, I had to switch my hands there on the chords. I'm, you know, these guitar lessons, they're starting to get better. I hope y'all can tell. Yeah, what do you think? TJ, you getting there? Yeah? You know, TJ's been, you know, doing some backup for me, you know. We haven't got to the singing part yet.
You buy that chord buddy or something like that?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I need a chord group for me. But anyhow, Preston, as we teased at the beginning of the show, I think we need to set the stage for what is happening and why this service is so critical. And as you stated earlier, and we'll elaborate on, we're in some very interesting times where due diligence fees or offers over asking price are happening in well over half of the offers that are coming out right now.
Right.
And they're excessive. I've seen six figure due diligence fees. And it just shocks me.
It's crazy.
Risk is there. Because you don't know the condition of the house. You don't know a lot of things, but you want at least, is there a possible way to get some level of comfort when you're putting up that much non-refundable money or going over the asking price that much to compete to win a home? So, I mean, it's real. This is not, oh, it's only happening a couple of times or in a price bracket. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah. So do you want me to tell you kind of what we're doing, Paul, to
combat
that? Sorry. Came out a little bit there. Well, exactly like what you said, Paul, you know, due diligence in normal times, you know, they were like $1,000, $2,000.
Right.
And due diligence, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I always understood that kind of be like layaway. You get it credited towards the house, right? You're basically buying time, you know, for them to take it off the market for a little bit, and you get your stuff straight. And then whatever that due diligence is gets credited towards the house. But if you can't get yourself straight or you just want to back out of the deal, you can. But they get to keep that due diligence for the time that you had, you know, taking it off the market, right?
Yeah, but also, Preston, too, they're like to the other piece of this, which you will elaborate on also, is people are buying houses and saying no repairs, and they're saying no appraisal, right?
Right. Absolutely. And that's all part of it. I mean, it's so competitive to get a house now. And what's happening is these due diligence fees are huge. I mean, they're huge. You know, like I was saying before, earlier, you know, if it was a due diligence was $1,000, $2,000, and then you had your home inspection and you found out, you know what, these floors are rotten, they're eat up with termites, this house barks like a dog, it looks pretty on the outside, you know what, I'm going to walk away. $1,000, $2,000, bad night in Vegas. I'll go find another house. But now these due diligence are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. I mean, that's a bad week in Vegas, and nobody's going to walk away from that.
Did you hear me say that I've had two that have been six figures?
Oh, my gosh. And see, that's the thing about due diligence. Unlike earnest money, you know, there's two parts in North Carolina. There's earnest money and there's due diligence. Now, earnest money, you can possibly get back if – negotiations go south, whatever, you know, you can, but due diligence, you don't get back. So that's the thing. You know, if you're putting down a six figure due diligence, that's very risky. I mean, that is really rolling the dice because you don't know the condition of that house. And what happened, Paul, several agents called me, a friend of mine called me, a whole bunch of people called me and said, hey, Preston, could you provide a guy who could just come and walk with me during the showing and just look at the bones of the house, just see if they see anything big before I put down this due diligence. And they started, you know, they're doing it in other markets, and it's called a walk and talk. And basically, it's not a home inspection, not to be confused with a home inspection or take the place of a home inspection. But it's basically having an inspector just look at one system, and that's the structure. While you're looking at the house, you know, looking at the kitchen, the bathrooms, all that stuff, they're probably going to go right to the attic, look for any obvious problem, leak, broken trusses, anything wrong with the attic. You know, they're going to go straight to the crawl space and look, see if there's any structural issues, anything, you know, major, and probably walk the exterior. That's probably all they're going to have time for in 15 minutes. But if there's a major structural problem or, you know, something wrong with the bones of the house, they could probably pick up on it. Still, you know, have a full inspection later, but we talk to you afterward. There's no report. So like I said, it's a walk and talk. Walk and we'll talk to you after and just say, you know, what we saw. And then you make the decision whether you want to put a big due diligence down or not. So the idea is to take some of the risk out of that big due diligence, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, folks have heard me say this many times, and that is that 72% of the time a deal falls apart in my world or real estate transaction for us is because of the crawl space.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. We do training all the time, and we look at like top problems. It's I'd say the top three are always crawl space related, mold, termites, you know, foundation issues, all in the crawl space. That's usually where your big ticket items are going to be.
Yeah. So here's what I do with Preston. He probably doesn't know this, so he's going to learn with his guys. So I got a system with his guys. Is that if I have a home inspection and they come out and do it, which is a lot, I go start in the crawl space because let's save us both some time.
I know where you're going. Go ahead. I know where you're going.
And I'm like, look, because if this is bad and the house is not in a good place, I'm stopping everything. I'm like, go on to Denny's. Have a nice rest of your afternoon, and I cut off everything else. I'm not going to spend any more money.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I like that. That's happened to me a couple of times. You know, I got into the house, and a couple of things I identified, they're like, I'm out. I mean, I'm not even buying it. You know, that doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. I will qualify that. But, you know, at that point, they're like, you know, can I pay you a reduced amount? Because there's no need to continue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not having to write a report, anything, just,
yeah.
You know.
And that's happened to me two or three times with your guys. I'm like, he called me up on the phone, and he's like, Paul, not only is the crawl space bad, it's A, raining in here, B, he said, I can't even function in here without a hazmat suit on. You know, it's eating up by termites or whatever the case may be. I'm like, STOP, consider it part of an investment and get out.
And you made a U-turn and y'all went to Denny's.
And we went to Denny's. I bought.
Awesome. So I do want to say to the listeners out there, Paul, though, that there are limitations on a walk and talk. Obviously, we're not checking out any mechanical systems.
Yeah.
So we're not checking out the HVAC system. Honestly, we don't have time. And the
it's plumbing a big system, picture. It's a 80,000 foot opinion.
Exactly. So you know you're not completely out of the woods with a walk and talk by any means. It's basically just looking at the bones of the house.
Yep.
But you know you know it doesn't include HVAC, doesn't include plumbing,
right.
Doesn't include electrical.
One
which
system.
All of that you should come back and get with a home inspection.
Correct.
Even if they're not doing any repairs, you should still know what you know.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want any kind of problems down the road that you hadn't budgeted for, or safety issues or anything like that. So do still get a full inspection.
Yep.
A walk and talk is just to protect or take some of the risk out of your earnest money if you're thinking of putting down a big earnest money deposit, which the market is kind of demanding right now.
It is. I love the idea, and I follow Preston on Facebook, and I can't tell you the number of real estate agents that provided feedback on, and you should follow Preston on Facebook because one of the things about that is that he puts up a lot of really interesting posts about things he's seen, but also some really good tips. And when this came out, it was a big deal. So we're going to spend some more time with Preston. We're going to do the local stats when we come back from break. But love the idea, Preston, and look forward to having you help protect us with more of our clients. We'll be back with more of Your Real Estate Today here on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Stay with us.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. Hope wherever you are enjoying this weekend and this day. We are so thankful and blessed to be with you all. I'm Paul Jamison, your host from the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment, here with Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. Preston has been a longstanding partner of our team and our agents. If you are looking for a home inspection, or if you're looking for a walk and talk, as we just talked about in the last segment, you need to reach out to Preston. Let's do this a couple of times. Preston, if there's an interest in this, either from an agent or from a homeowner that wants to learn more, tell me how they can do that.
Absolutely. Paul, we actually have a page on our website at homeinspectioncarolina.com that explains it, gives a little bit more detail, and obviously go to that, homeinspectioncarolina.com, or you're welcome to give us a call, 704-542-6575.
704-542-6575 or homeinspectioncarolina.com.
That's right.
Walk and talk. What a great idea. We're going to talk a little bit about solar and pools coming up, but I think people need to know some stats. I am a stat hound, as you all can tell, but what I love about stats is it gives me indications of trends. However, if you look at what's going on right now as a result of COVID, probably applies to that old joke of why do they have weathermen? You know, that's to make economists look good. So these trends are just snapshots, but we're in times that trends just don't do much for. But let's look at May last year compared to May this year. And new listings are up 8.5%, but closed sales are up 26.4%.
Wow.
So what's being put up is being sold in record numbers. The average sales price has moved. This is going to blow your mind. TJ, are you ready for this? Are you ready for a little mind-blowing?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. The average sales price last May in 2020, of course, was $309,877. Would you care to guess what the average sales price is now? $394,924, up 27.4%. List to close dates days have dropped from 91 to 68, days on market from 36 to 16, and the average list price, now we're not talking about anymore the average sales price, the average list price, what they're asking, has gone from 374,022 to 403,871, up 8%. Month's supply of inventory has gone from last May at 1.9 months of inventory to 0.6, down 68.4%. So you're talking about 17 days, basically.
Wow.
Of inventory. All right. Year to date through May, the new listings have gone up 4% to 26,022. But closed sales have gone up 18.9%. So what goes up goes away, pretty much. So far this year, the median sales price has gone up 15.5% this year through May, and the average sales price has gone up 18%. Wow. Inventory has ticked up slightly since the beginning of the year, because it is the summer, up 12%, but the list price is the average list price, or I'm sorry, the average inventory has also declined, and the cumulative days on market have gone from 51 down to 25. That's a decline of 51%. You know, I look at these stats, Preston, and again, we're talking about trends, right?
Right.
I look at these stats, and I sit in and I consult with people, and you know, right, we certainly want listings right now. Listings are the lifeblood for the buyer and the lifeblood and the profit maker for the seller. And right, so in order to keep this influx of people satisfied that come here for jobs, you know, you've either got to have a strong supply of rentals or you've got to have a strong supply of inventory. They got to have a place to live. The hotels can't hold them either.
Right.
You know, and so at Jamison, we're always looking for an opportunity to list a home. But I want to be clear about a couple of things. And I think for the regular BT listeners who hear me pretty regularly, they know I stand firm on a couple of things. Number one is if I have to win your business, have to say at the end of my ad, terms and conditions apply, I'm not going down that wagon.
Right,
I'm not
right.
going to promise you, something to try to entice you, and then actually when you find out what it is, you realize it's a pretty ridiculous offering anyway to get into your living room to talk about selling your house.
You know what I call those when I hear all those disclaimers?
Lost leaders, what?
Like that? Bait and switch.
Bait and switch. And that's kind of
yeah,
what...
Yeah, we did have one at that price last week, but yeah, while you're here...
yeah, yeah. While you're here, here's a shiny, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, you know, here's a six-pack of toilet paper. That would have worked a while ago. But in any case, here's what I say to people when they call me, and they're talking about selling, because they're comparing a lot of things. They're comparing a lot of what they call an iBuyer, that's the open door, knock, and others, to guaranteed offers, to, I don't know, reduced commissions, to whatever the case. You name it. They're all out
right
there. So right, here's my intent, okay? My intent is people need real information. If they want to sell or are considering selling, You have to have the knowledge and experience in this market to get people the most money you can for their home. Number two is you have to give them real information. You have to tell them the real story. If you want more money, you still have to paint your kitchen. If you want more money, you still have to make these changes.
Right.
If you want more money, here's the marketing that the agent has to do to get more people through the house. If you want more money, it's not a trick. It's hard work. And that's why you would hire somebody like me. If you don't want to fix your house and you don't want any showings, you can certainly put it on the market and probably do okay right now in some instances. But in those instances, you leave a lot of money on the table that you may not have to, or you may be implementing a pricing strategy that may not be correct because people see that they want the big price, but I like to price a home just under that price so it drives prices up, not down.
Right.
You want competition to drive the price up, not overpricing to drive the price down.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, and there are places telling you what your house is worth that have never stepped foot in your house before. Zillow ain't been in your house. Really? And it doesn't know the things about your neighborhood. Zillow told me my house was worth a certain price. I sold it for twice that.
Oh, wow.
Zillow doesn't know. But we know. Because we have the experience and knowledge in this marketplace that we're driven to share with people. You know, that's the goal. The realtor you pick should be the one that understands the market, understands how to get you the money you need, whether you're a buyer or seller, and understands how to win, but not win by giving your house away. So we're going to talk more about this after the break. And Preston, you know, I love having you here, but because you're a realtor also, and you've got a great perspective and an investor, and we've got a lot to share. So hang back and just spend a little more time with us on your Saturday here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. We'd love to share it with you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Hello, friends. Happy Saturday. It's Paul Jamison, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today, here with Preston Samuel with Home Inspection Carolina. I am the owner of the Jamison Companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investments. And we're talking about real estate. If you're just now tuning in, we did the local market stats. We've been talking a lot about what's going on in our marketplace today, and it's pretty interesting. And we've got some more to go, and excited about that. Preston, you make a comment earlier on the last segment. Did you want to still share?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, two things. On those stats that you were talking about, the one that was really striking to me was days on market. Now it's like 17. I mean, I can't imagine it even being any lower than that. That's like got to be the minimum. You know, I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, if you think about it, from the time somebody looks at a house, make an offer, it closes basically 2 weeks now. That's just insane. I can't imagine it being any shorter than that. Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to comment on was what you were alluding to. I mean, what you were talking about is, you know, if you were going to go sell a car, Paul, and I've sold a couple, you know, what do you go do? You go get it detailed, vacuum, make it smell good. And you know what? You get more for it when you sell it. I mean, my car, nobody would buy it in its normal state because it has food wrappers and stuff in it. But, you know, it's and, you know, wow, you know, when you clean the car up, you're like, wow, man, it hadn't looked this nice since it was new. You know, well, I think what you do, what Jamison offers is, you know, what can you do to your house to get the maximum, you know, new car smell, new car look, you know, that's going to get you top dollar. I mean, you know, and that's the experience. Am I correct in assuming, or not assuming that, but that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, it still requires work and consultation and experience. You want to work with someone that's not trying to take something from you. You want to work with somebody who's trying to help you get more for your money. More of your money and more for your home. This is a good time to capitalize on the value of your home. So capitalize on it. You know?
Right.
You know, and do it, but do it in such a way, it's not going to go away quickly. We're in a trend that I think is going to last another couple of years. But if you can do something now while interest rates are where they are, that it's going to create more buyers, more competition. This is the time to do it and go through those steps to do it and market it properly. You know, my grandmother always said, you can't eat if you don't come to the table. We got to bring people to the table, as many as possible. And some people are like, gosh, I don't want a lot of people traipsing through my house. The reality is if you can do it in a condensed time, you can create a good, solid demand, a little bit of anxiety, which, you know, is normally not healthy, but it's healthy for you if you're trying to optimize the dollars. And then once you're under contract, you know, you can get back to moving, you know, the process of moving forward, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So, Preston, a couple of things we want to make sure we hit while I have you, and so glad to have you here, is solar.
Yes.
Starting to see more of it.
Yeah. Well, Paul, this is something I've always been interested in. I mean, when I was even in junior high, I built a little thing with the cells to charge the batteries. I just always very intrigued of being able to create your own power, or, well, you know, or getting the power, God's power, I guess. You know, and even back then, you know, I don't know if you remember Mother Earth News and all that. They had solar panels, but it was more along the lines of heating your water, hot water, you know, a heater by solar. But now when we talk about solar, we're talking about the photovoltaic cells to create your electricity. And they have come a long, long way, which has got my interest again. And the reason being, Paul, even a few years ago, you know, I was still interested in it. I was looking at the system and stuff, but it was just so expensive, you know, that what it costs versus what it saved you, it would take years and years and years to pay back, you know, and most people don't live in their house even that long. So it just wasn't worth it. But the cost of those sales are coming way, way down. And it's actually becoming, you know, a lot more feasible now. And I think you're going to see it a lot more. Unfortunately, you know, if you do decide to go that route, check out your installers. It is, you know, when anything's new and it's hot, you know, it's kind of an attraction for, I don't want to say charlatans, but there are some not so reputable people in that business, but there certainly are some reputable ones. You know, I would check reviews and all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, depending on how much time we got, I can tell you kind of how it works, or if you got questions, or just let me know, but I don't want to, you know, go over time or nerd out on you completely.
Well, one of the things I would assume, Preston, is at some point it's going to become an integral part of the home inspection.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I was, aside from the fact that I'm personally interested in and thinking about it for my home, you know, I own a home inspection company, and, you know, we have a meeting every 2 weeks and training, and I said, I think we're going to start seeing this. Now, in the standards of practice, it's excluded, you know, but just because it's excluded doesn't mean you can't inspect it, because I'm always like, how can we provide more value? So I certainly want to get to the point where we can inspect those. You know, we can't, I don't want to say no to a customer if I can figure out a way to say yes. And, you know, that's one thing that we want to do. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing. And I do think we'll see more of it. I am a big proponent of making sure you have redundant systems. As the time that I spent as a pilot, you know, redundant systems, whether it be another motor and a twin or a backup alternator or a backup instrument, sometimes come in more handy than you could ever imagine. And that's a story for another day if you've read my book. But I do think, you know, I lost both engines over the Tennessee Mountains in my airplane.
Gosh.
So the very ability to harness, as you say, you know, God's creation and God's power through a solar panel. That's a little tongue in cheek, but the ability, you know, to harness something created by Him is kind of cool.
Yeah. Do we have any time? I can tell you quickly how it works, or I don't know how much time we got.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, basically, what happens, Paul? You know, the sun comes down. And obviously, if you have a roof facing south, it's optimal. So go home, you know, get a compass. if your rear roof is facing south or southwest or southeast, you're good. You have a lot of sunshine. So the idea is the sun comes in, the silicone photovoltaic cells, they divide up that energy, Paul, to a negative and positive. Mm-hmm. But that is DC, direct current. If you're familiar with batteries, it's just like that. It's DC current, direct current. There's DC current, but now it has to be introverted to introverter to AC, alternating current, for your house, right? And there's two ways to do that. You can do a string inverter where all the panels go into one inverter, or there could be microinverters at each one. Microinverters are better because always working, and where the other one, if one gets shade, it'll shut the whole system down. But from there, you have AC power, and you can do two things with it. Well, three things. You can run your house, obviously. It feeds into your panel. And if your market allows it, most of them do, you can sell that excess energy back to the power company. You know, you sell it at kilowatt hours, And it basically, it actually, Paul, runs your meter backwards. Well, you kind of get a credit. Is you sell it back, but you're actually getting a credit towards your bill is what it is. Or the thing I like better or more, like you said, redundant system, batteries. You have batteries, and you can get it in there to charge the batteries. And, you know, you can run it off, you know, the batteries later. You can – there's all kinds of things you can do with that. So, you know, the batteries are a little pricey, but they're really worth it. And they, I think they have like a 10-year warranty and things like that. But it's a really awesome system. I mean, I'm seriously looking at it. I hosted a show this week, a home improvement show, and I had a guest on there that installs them. And I was fascinated. I'm like, golly, man. I was nerding out.
Well, if Preston, if people want to get in touch with you again, how do they do so?
HomeinspectionCarolina.com or 704-542-6575.
Thank you, Preston. Love having you with me. And for those that are looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, you can reach us at 704-846-3663. That's 846-3663 or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. God bless you all. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us, and we're up next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Take care.